There's always an interpretive key that you look for in all of Jesus' parables. There's something that's the key to the parable. What do you think the key is here? Anybody? Have something to do with oil, maybe? Ran out of oil? Oil? I think it's oil. Anyways, it is oil. That's the interpretive key. And it's basically, it's a symbol for something. What? Good works. You can't give somebody good works. You either have them, you do them yourself, but you can't pass it on and say, hey, give me some of your good works. Sorry. Anyhow, when they asked Gandhi what was his message, he said what? My life is my message, is what Gandhi said. St. Francis of Assisi, he's reputed to say, preach the gospel and use words only when necessary. Right? Many of you know that one. The last words of the Buddha to his followers were what? No Buddhists among us? Be a light unto yourselves. Martin Luther cautioned, you're going to die alone. You had better believe alone. Angelus Silesius, one of my favorite mystics, she asked, what good if the angel Gabriel hails the Virgin, but does not hail me? She also said, if Christ had been born 1,000 times in Bethlehem, but not in you, you would still be lost forever. Okay, how about this? Anyone here born in the 60s or lived in the 60s? Well, pretty much everybody here. What was the phrase we used to use? Walk. Walk the talk. You walk the talk. In the Gospel of Thomas, Jesus says, whoever drinks from my mouth will be like me, and I myself shall come to that person, and the hidden things will be revealed to him. There's a brief heart-hitting story. I've told this over the years, but you probably forget. The story goes like this. A man knocks on a door, and the voice from inside says, who is it? And the man says, it's your countrymen. The voice inside the door says, there's no one here. So the man wanders for a year, and then he returns, and he knocks a second time. And the voice from inside says, who is it? And the man says, it's your brother. And the voice from inside says, there's no one here. The man wanders for another year. He returns to the door and he knocks a third time. The voice inside says, who is it? The man says, it's you. And the door opens. How does Christ know us? He knows us when he looks into our face and he sees himself. That's how he knows us. My brothers and sisters, there's a balance in following Jesus. On the one hand, Jesus is Lord and Master, and we always will remain so. And although his disciples may do greater things than he, as the Gospel of St. John predicts, they will do them in communion with his Spirit. No one will ever take the place of Jesus. And at the end of time, he will be the one who judges the living and the dead. The revelation of God in Jesus the Christ is the fullness in which everything else will either fit in or will be cast aside. So quite simply, as the book of Revelation says, Jesus is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end. And yet, worshiping Jesus from afar with extravagant praise and petition is inappropriate. Jesus never ever said, worship him. He never said, worship me. He always said, follow me. You cannot ride on his coattails. You have to receive Christ into yourself as the person who would receive bread. You put it in your mouth and you swallow it. Or you must receive Christ so thoroughly that he will awaken you to your identity as a child of God. And then as a child of God, you would be on God's mission, and divine pleasure would flow through you. You would be all about building up God's kingdom here on earth, as Jesus did, fighting for peace and justice, being compassionate and merciful and forgiving, caring for the poor and the needy, the stranger. This integration of Christ into your life means transformation. And when it is occurring, you will understand St. Paul's cry when he said, "It is no longer I who live, but it's Christ who lives in me." This balance is difficult for us to maintain. We simultaneously say, "There is only one Lord and Master, and you are the Christ." But the parable of the 10 virgins is very clear about where prevalent danger lies. We know everything about him except one thing. We are called to be him. But if we take into ourselves his truth so that it becomes our truth, then the door opens.